News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Currently, according to the Irish Business Against Litter survey, we're not doing too badly. We have some wonderful spots like Sligo. We have some relatively ropey spots like bits of Dublin city centre. But all in all, it's not a bad result from their litter survey. Conor Horgan is with us, spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter. A positive survey, Conor.
It is a positive survey. The majority of our towns are clean, which has been the case for a number of years now. The real good news is at the foot of our table, Anton, where we're not seeing the urban areas as littered as they were. The Dublin North inner cities, the Cork North side, the Ballymun, the Ballyban in Galway, they've all been elevated to moderately littered. And that's the first time we've seen this. So this augurs very well for the future. We know the local authorities are investing more in litter. We're already seeing the fruits of it, and there may be more to come.
And if we look at the cities on the list, if you go by either end of the spectrum, cleaner than European norms, top of the table, we have Waterford City, and bottom of the table, Limerick.
Yes, Waterford City has its customary position as our cleanest city. It really has it right. It hasn't been littered for well over a decade, I would say, in the surveys we've done. Disappointing for Limerick City Centre. It's finished unlittered. In the past, we would have had multiple towns and cities in that category. And it's not the lowest category, Anton. We have a seriously littered category and a littered black spot category. Thankfully, no town or city are falling into those lower categories. So the good news is there.
Unusually or unexpectedly, there's still a major problem, despite the deposit return scheme, with plastic bottles and cans.
Well, the deposit return scheme has been a big contributor to cleaner streets and an immediate one when it was introduced in 2024. We would have hoped that that would continue year on year as the system embeds itself, and we might see these types of litter disappear from our streets. That's not happening. We've seen something of a reversal this time round. More cans on our streets, more plastic bottles. It may be that the 15 cent or 25 cent isn't enough to incentivize some people to return their litter, or indeed for other people to pick up bottles or cans that they see on the street.
Now, obviously, people may be interested in looking up their own area. Have you popped all of these results up on a website anywhere, Conor?
We have. If you go to eyeball.ie, IBAL.ie, you'll see the reports and the rankings for all 40 towns and cities.
Conor, thanks so much. Conor Horgan there, spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.